scared money don't make money.
You think you're so hot. Put your money where your mouth is.
And that's why you're listening to the 12 Game Parlay Podcast.
It is showtime!
With Gabe Tone and Stone.
Hey.
Pulls off three-pointer.
Bang! Bang!
Ante up, boys.
You can! Put it on the board! Yes!
Is it me or has our money just been extra quiet lately? What's up? It's the 12 Game Parlay Podcast. It's your boys, Gabe, Tone, and Stone.
Hey!
You know it's very
shout
hush.
One time.
Hush money.
That's right. Man, I missed him, man. I wish he was back on the pod right now. I need his energy. You know what I mean? So.
We'll get Stone back on soon. Stone's a very busy man these days.
Hey, he got a lot of experts, you know? Sometimes you got to pay up for them experts, so you might go missing for a week or two. All right, well, listen, man. I mean, I think obviously we all enjoy the rush of winning when we gamble, and that's why we're here listening to us. So let's just jump into it, man. Did we have a Chi-Town player today or what?
Of course we do. There's always a Chi-Town player to talk about, Gabe. So today's Chi-Town player is Kyle Schwarber of the Boston Red Sox.
Ooh. Yep.
Formerly a Cub, now on the Red Sox. He's playing against the Astros tonight. His team is down 3-2, facing elimination. They're in Houston, Luis Garcia on the mound. So my question to you, Gabe, is does Kyle Schwarber hit a home run today? We all know he's a dangerous hitter. He's facing Luis Garcia, young gun. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I want to do all these segments where we're answering our questions in the beginning.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say because they need him to. If they want to win this game, they need an enormous offensive output from their big boppers. And he happens to be one of them. So I think he is not afraid of the moment. Obviously, he's been a part of that team.
Yep.
Your team.
Yep.
Which shall not be mentioned further. And I think that he wants to step up in that moment, and I think that he's going to. So with that being said, what would you say is your take? You think he's hitting one or not?
Yeah, I wrote down some notes right here. Listen, Kyle Schwarber in the postseason, always dangerous. You saw he hit a grand slam this series already. Gerrit Cole got the smoke again, like 5 years later. And last but not least, the Boston lineup is nothing to mess with. You know, when you got a lineup with Xander Bogaerts and Devers, you're a young guy, you're so careful with them. I think with Kyle Schwarber, he might slip up a little bit. He might overlook him, so Kyle might catch him sleeping.
I think that's a good one. One of my buddies is a big Astros fan, and we were at the game they clinched against us, and so I just have – I'm just one of those guys that's salty. You know how you get salty sometimes when your boys' team wins and now you want to see them lose deep down in your heart? So that's how I feel about the Houston Astros right now. So I hope the Red Sox can pull it off. Enough of the Chi-Town player. Let's go ahead and get to the money. We call it Check the Bag. There's a bunch of games going on in the sports world today and tomorrow. And Tone is going to pluck randomly. Four out. What are we starting with?
Man, we got to go with primetime basketball tonight first, Gabe. Suns, Lakers, 9 o'clock in L.A. The Lakers are favored by half a point. The over-under is 221. The money line is -109 for Phoenix and -109 for the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm saying right now the Lakers are going to win. And I'm going to go under. I think the Lakers understand, even though people are trashing them for having a terrible old team that doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
I think that they're still grown enough to be like, okay, if we want to win, we have to play defense. And I think the Suns are still suffering from their finals loss hangover.
Man, it does feel like that.
And I think that the Lakers will just win but in a low-scoring game, 107-100, 107-99, something like that.
I'm going to go with the Lakers tonight as well. I know both teams are 0-1, but if there's a team I know, to get back on track a lot quicker, it's any team with LeBron. So I think LeBron is telling the locker room right now, and he mentioned it the other day. He told Russell Westbrook, don't worry about that game. It's the first game. So he's looking at the locker room right now like, all right, guys, let's go out there and make a statement. We've been clowned enough for the last few hours. Let's show the league, we're old, but respect us.
Did you see that prop bet where it was right when the season started? They said, same old Westbrook. And it was like, oh, Westbrook's going to get a triple-double tonight. And they tried to entice you with like a plus 225 kind of number.
Man.
And they just don't do it. Westbrook is going to get his triple-doubles. These are facts. We know this.
Yeah.
But is he gonna get it at the rate as he did on other teams? No,
no.
Because he's not the primary scorer or even secondary scorer for that matter.
Yeah, that's why I like the Lakers in this matchup tonight. I mean, it's gonna suck for Phoenix because you know what? I think you hit the nail right on the head. It does feel like they didn't win the championship, and it just feels like it's still in the back of their minds that finals loss. Speaking of finals, Gabe, let's talk about the Bulls.
Let's go.
The Chicago Bulls, New Orleans Pelicans tonight at 7 o'clock in Chicago. The Bulls are favored by 6 points. The over-under is 221. The money line is plus 188 for the Pelicans and minus 230 for the Bulls. Gabe, how much are you loving the Bulls tonight?
I'm going Bulls, of course. It's going to be tough for you to get me to say anything else. And especially because Zion's out. So I'm taking Bulls and then the over-under one more time.
Once again, 221.
I'm going to say...
Do it.
I'm going to say over, yep. Over. Yeah, I want to say over. Here's why. The Bulls can't stop Brandon Ingram.
Yep.
Can't anyone stop Brandon Ingram? He's shown that he can score at the highest levels in the NBA. And the numbers he's putting up is crazy. And the Bulls ain't got nobody for him. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're not going to be able to slow him down. So what you have to do is on the defensive side of the ball, make him work a little bit, right? Like, run him off a lot of screens, which was what the Bulls do well if he's guarding DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine. It's like, you can go ahead and make him work a little bit and run around if they're not going to be off the ball. I don't know. I feel like, don't you think Zion being out, that's going to be like a game changer for them?
Yeah, Zion is literally the heart of the team. So if Zion isn't there, I don't like the chances. I think the Bulls are it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like they could put up points, but the issue comes on the other side of the floor. You and I talked about it the other day. All those guys on this team, they're a little allergic to defense. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the over. And plus, Gabe, we forget to mention a name. Jonas Valanciunas is on the Pelicans, and that dude can go and get his. So I'm totally taking the over. I'm not saying, you know, he's going to dominate us too bad.
This ain't 2008. What are you talking about?
No. Respect that man, Gabe. Especially when he becomes...
You know what you're doing? You're showing that you played a lot of video games in your early 20s.
Oh, my God. Here
he is. You probably bust them down with
Gabe.
Nah, you're talking
Jonas
about the wrong
Valanciunas
guy.
Jonas
Valanciunas is for the Raptors is who you want.
Oh, my God. Come on, Gabe. Jonas Valanciunas is a walking double-double. He's going to go out there and get like 20 and like 12 or something, 20 and 15.
Stop it. He's a walking double-double, and he's only going to get 10 points and 10 rebounds.
The disrespect on Jonas. Right. Big science himself. Okay. Let's stop talking about basketball. Let's talk about some football, baby. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Ravens on Sunday at 12. The Ravens are favored by 6.5 points. The over-under is 46. The money line is plus 220 for the Bengals, minus 275 for the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to go Ravens.
Yep.
And over-under is what again?
Over-under is 46.
I'm going to go over.
What?
I think that the Cincinnati Bengals are a better team than the Ravens have faced in years past.
Okay.
They definitely have a higher powered offense
yep.
than they've had before. So they're going to sneakily score 14, and it's whether they can get to the 20 mark, right? That's going to be the differentiator in this game in terms of the over-under. And I think the Ravens are definitely going to put up points because we've seen multiple teams do it. The Packers, the Niners, the Bears. And so, I think it's going to be Ravens. And then the Ravens are playing at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's and they went last week at home against the Chargers. They're feeling themselves. But so have the home crowd back again against a division rival. I think for sure you go at least money line Ravens.
Yeah.
And maybe not worry about the over-under. What do you got?
Yeah, I think you know, they're giving me a touchdown. I'll take it. I'll take the spread on the Ravens, the 6.5 points. As far as the over-under, I have a funny reason. I'm going to go under. Because, look, the Ravens had just faced a Chargers team that were putting up points with Herbert, Eckler. You were hearing about them all season, and they were only able to get 6 points. I think the Ravens' defense actually gets a little bit overlooked. You know, it's a big part as to why, you know, aside from Lamar Jackson being great and doing what he does, I think the Ravens' defense just doesn't really get enough credit. I think the Ravens are going to blow this team out, and it's still going to be under 46 points. Let's talk about the real team here, Gabe. The Chicago Bears. The real mystery.
I love when we talk about Chicago stuff.
the real mystery, I should say. Taking on the Bucks at 3 o'clock this Sunday, and they're going to be in Tampa Bay. The Bucks are favored by 12.5 points. The over/under is 47 points, and the money line is +500 for the Bears, -670 for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because 12.5 is so many points. I'm gonna take Bears in a point.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take the over because, I mean, geez. Listen, okay. Can Tom Brady blow us out by 2 touchdowns? Absolutely. We know
yes,
this.
Yes, he can.
Right? So we're trying to bet what's the percentage of the rest of that stuff happening, which is them outside of them blowing us out. And there's a lot there. The Bears have proven they can control the clock when running the ball. You know, and Justin Fields, let's not forget, he's a rookie quarterback. He's not some seasoned veteran. He's still learning on the job, just like anybody else on their first few months doing their new task, right? And so we're hoping that we're going to see just a little bit more. So if we can see a little bit more from Justin Fields and a little more running game to eat at the clock and our defense continue to do what it's been doing, causing havoc in the front, you know what I'm saying? And despite what people are saying about Eddie Jackson and the DBs, the defense as a whole has been playing well. And I think that's what everybody needs to look at. There's been deflected balls. There's, you know, been interceptions in certain moments. And, yeah, there's been bad moments too, but that's any defense. Show me a defense in the NFL that's not perfect, or that's perfect. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting defensive about my Bears. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's a blowout, or do you think, what's up?
Ah, man. So I'm gonna keep the theme going. I'm taking the points. I think that they will win by more than 12.5 points. Unfortunately, the Bears just haven't proved to me that they themselves can put up points consistently. So, I mean, not a knock on Justin. I know he's a youngin. He's growing. He's learning. So I just think this Sunday, especially after we got Tom Brady last year on Thursday night and kind of embarrassed him, I don't think he's going to take that lightly. You already saw him and little brother Aaron are poking at the Bears about that owning you comment.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I've already sputtered enough. Yeah, I'm taking the Bucks 12.5. As far as the over-under, I'm going to go under just because I don't think the Bears will do their part in this one.
Did you see the Knicks fans after they beat the Celtics? That video that's going viral?
Yeah. I saw that one.
He goes... First thing he says is, that's why I paid New York, Tom Brady.
just
that's my vibe right now. That's my energy right now. That's how I'm feeling right now. I don't care, Tommy boy. You better get rid of the ball fast. Don't hold on to it.
I mean,
he'll give you some opportunities. He'll give you some opportunities to score a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll give you his 3-and-out. But you got to make them pay. You know what I mean? You can't just get the ball and turn it over, or you can't get the ball in 3-and-out, because then he's going to fuck you if you're trying to go, you know, possession for possession.
But oh, yeah.
It's mistakes. It's those little ones that you got to make them pay, and then keep the defensive pressure up, and you win the game. That's Tampa Brady's.
I mean, so essentially all we need is a miracle.
No miracles needed, Tone. We just need the Bears to do what they got to do, all right? And hopefully you guys do what you do with all those bets right there. Try to close up the bag. And now, you know, obviously that's some stuff we're familiar with. We feel comfortable talking about football and basketball. But sometimes, you know, 10 o'clock, Tone, on a Sunday, you've had a bad day in the NFL, you lost a couple $100, and you're like, what's on TV right now? What's available in DraftKings and Bet Rivers? What we got?
All right, so I think I failed the assignment on this one, Gabe. I actually went with some La Liga soccer for us because El Clásico is on Sunday, and I couldn't put in the bag because there's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about. So the Clásico is on Sunday at 2 o'clock. You already know Real Madrid, Barcelona. Money line of this one is +170 for Barcelona, +140 for Real Madrid, and +280 for the tie. And the over under is 2.5 goals.
Yeah, I can see it being Real Madrid winning 3-2. High-scoring games. So I'm taking Real Madrid in the over. You know, Barcelona just hasn't been the same since Messi left. You saw them in the Champions League on Tuesday or Wednesday when they faced Dynamo Kiev. And Dynamo Kiev is a good team, but it's at the lower-level competition. And in their first game in Champions League, they lost. You know, and again, I think they're depending on a lot of younger players to step up and do well. But, I mean, I don't know. Real Madrid, you know, they're just like a team. You're not necessarily sure what you're going to get. Like I said, it could be 3-2. It could be, you know, well, Barcelona's going to score because, you know, La Liga plays a little more of a style that suits both teams. And so I can see a lot of goals, but favoring Real Madrid in the end. Are you watching this or what?
Oh yeah, I'll watch it. I think it's interesting because both of these teams, you know, they got rid of everybody. Nobody's on these teams anymore. I shouldn't say it like that, but a lot of their star talent did leave. So I'm gonna take Real Madrid because Barcelona just has looked rough these last few days or last few matches, I should say. And the over under, I'm gonna go over just because I think it's gonna be 2-1. Real Madrid, or maybe 3-1. I only see Barcelona scoring once here.
I'm just glad the international break is back. It's off, and then people are starting to play again. I need to gamble on something. Damn it! All
right. Everyone knows Gabe loves those Champions League qualifiers.
Man, you know it because they're playing their hardest. Anyway, all right. Well, man, we're out of here. It is a wrap. We'll see you guys next time. Hopefully, you guys win some money and you can tell us about it. All right. But remember, you can't get it unless you bet it. That's why you listen to us. It's the 12 Game Parlay Podcast with your boys Gabe, Tone, and Stone. Hey.